So joining us in the studios here is Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Service board chair. It's Brad Ness. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you doing today?
Wonderful. How about you?
Good. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Enough of the pleasantries. Let's get to business. We're coming up to the end of the year. You recently had your last meeting of 2021.
Yeah. Lost it. Just there. Fine. How are you?
Of 2021. Let's talk about the preparations for the new year. From the standpoint of budgets and things like that, everything's in place and ready to go for 2022?
The budget was done in July or August because it has to be to the parties by, I believe it's September 1st. So they can approve it. So all three parties get the budget, and the governmental entities each have to approve the budget for the next year with the allocations of percentages, how much each unit pays.
Mm-hmm. Did that change much this past year?
Very little. Mm-hmm. Northfield has been 72% and remained right in that range. The rural is 22 or 23%, and Dundas is close to 6.
And those are the three governing bodies that Brad had just mentioned: Northfield, the city of Northfield, the city of Dundas, and the rural portion, which includes all the township areas around Northfield that the service area does service.
Yep.
Yeah. You also got a report. From a consultant had been hired to overlook the operations and administration of the Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Service. Not really a kind report that you got this time. There's some areas for improvement. Let's talk about that a little bit. Was there anything that really caught your eye, first of all?
I think it showed that the board is lacking in perhaps leadership, taking the role as the leader of the department, not the firefighting operation, but administratively. And we need to improve in several areas, including, oversight, perhaps an annual review of the chief. We've not done that. Having goals or having the chief, what are his functions? We've not written that down. To say, you need to do the budget, present it to the finance committee, who presents it to the board. Things, small things, but relatively important things. And she found a lot of that for the board. The stuff she found for the firefighters is a little less. I mean, they do one heck of a job putting out fires, and the board doesn't want to be involved in that. So we just need to get around that corner.
As the board chair, how do you help work to correct that? What are the steps? Coming up, you'll have they would like you to meet every month as opposed to quarterly. Has that been discussed yet? I know you got that report like the day of the last meeting, but what can you do to in 2022 to make the situation better?
I think you mentioned meeting every month. The consultant said we should do that at least until we hire a new chief, and it could be part time, it could be full time. We have not decided that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Her report recommends a full-time chief. The fire department and some on the board say, is that cost more than the board can afford right now, or more than the department can afford right now? We just have to take baby steps, I think. We're not going to correct every error that was found in that report, but if we start the year off, let's say adding, just a couple of them. We are on the agenda for January already is monthly meetings. In January, one of the first meetings is the organizational meeting, which just chooses who's on, who's chair of the board, etc.
The board, does the board have you set aside a comprehensive plan? Do you have a strategic plan moving forward? Is there anything that the board has done yet to come prepare themselves for the future?
That is another thing that was mentioned in the report. We should have long-range planning, looking out, you know, 5 years. What do we want to look like? Where do we want to be? And the board has never done that. Some of that perhaps is my fault. You know, I took it and that things were running smoothly. When this all started, I looked at the governing documents and could not find, there's hints of how to hire a chief when a current one resigns, retires, and I couldn't find a real easy one-page summary of how to hire a new chief. That's what I wanted, and it got expanded considerably into the 50-page report.
All right. Well, that's something you're going to have to look at. We had Gary Fronick in here, the current fire chief, just a month or two ago, a couple of months earlier this fall, and he had mentioned that he'll be retiring during the first half of 2022. He hadn't set a date yet. But there is one thing that the board did do, is you have named a interim successor to Gary Fronick.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
Tom Nelson, who has been on the department for, I don't know the exact number of years, it's over 30, has been hired as interim chief effective the day that Gary retires. We shouldn't say resign. I know his open house retirement party is January 28th, I believe it is, at the VFW. Glenn Kester called them and said, hey, what are your open days? They said, how about January 28th?
So okay.
There'll be more information on that, but he may not be, you know, retired by then. We don't know. There's some on the board who want an absolute date. I don't think we're on an absolute time deadline. You know, when Gary wants to retire, that's when
it's his decision.
It's his decision.
All right.
In my mind.
Brad Ness is with us now. Okay, you have an interim chief that has been named. Have you set aside goals yet to talk about when a permanent solution will be taking place? You'll have a permanent chief. Will that happen in 2022?
It should happen in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Permanent chief being, you know, do we stay with a part-time as what Gary has been for 24 years, I believe it is, or do we move to a full-time chief? You know, the board has to wrestle with all the pros and cons, and that's why I'm saying, you know, let's not just jump into this. We need to discuss it. We need to look at the pros and cons and figure out what's best for NAFRS.
Did the consultant outline, what a chief might, what you might expect to pay a new chief? I would think that at that type of level, a supervisory government level, you're probably looking with benefits and everything, $100,000 to $150,000. Is that still an accurate range?
I think it at least $150,000, because salary range of full time chiefs in this area is $135,000 to $150,000. And I think that's just flat salary. Then you're looking at 30% for benefits, 30% again, plus probably a vehicle. So it's not an inexpensive thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, one of the things the board has to look at. Are people ready and willing to pay, you know, close to $200,000 by the time you put all that together for a full-time fire chief? There's absolute pros, but there's cons too. So we just need to say what's best for this department.
The report came in once again just a couple of weeks ago, and it's not the first one that has been done with NAFRS. You've had a couple of us in the history, in the what, 5-6 year history, however,
2014.
Okay, so 7 year history now. You've had a couple of done before. The consultant this time noted that, hey, you've been told this twice before and haven't done anything yet. Is the board ready to move forward with some solutions here this time around?
I think we'll look at that report, mm-hmm. and look at all the past reports and say, okay, why is this person recommending full-time chief? You know, we've done fine with a part-time chief for 7 years independently, and a part-time chief was part of it when Northfield ran the fire department for 100 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I guess the question that Rural was always asking is, how will this improve putting out fires?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a valid question. We need to answer things like that to say, here's why we need a full-time. Here's why we need a part-time.
All right.
There's a lot of wrestling.
Okay. Well, so you will have a meeting in January then? There will be?
We have an organizational meeting, one of the first Thursday. I don't remember the dates right off the top of my head. And then toward the end of the month, we will have our first monthly meeting where some of these things will start to be addressed. You know, how, mm-hmm. what's the timeline for, we'll put together that information first, say, okay, we want to know by July, whatever. And I just made that up off the top of my head, so don't hold me to it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Brad Ness is with us, board chair at Northfield Area Fire and Rescue. Brad, anything else from the meeting or anything else coming up in 2022 that you'd like to talk about?
I think, you know, the fire department is a pretty impressive operation when it comes to putting out fires. And we just have to make sure that we continue down that path.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We'll talk to you again in January.
Yep.
I presume it's going to be you. You might have a new board chair we're talking to. But
In the past, been a one-year term.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Liebenstein is current vice chair, and generally that person moves up to chair. Again, the report suggested that terms of the board change, so there's not as much turnover on the board.
Mm-hmm.
But
all right,
we shall see.
We shall see. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you or somebody in January.
Great, thanks,
all right.
Jeff.
Once again, Brad Ness, board chair at Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Service.